Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
There's that famous footage of that streaker when Andrew Symonds was out in the middle playing cricket and all of a sudden he shoulder charged that person. That's gone down in Australian folklore. Even the guy when he got shoulder charged said, you know, it was a good hit by Andrew Symonds and he deserved everything that he got. But a streaker has been making the rounds online over in New Zealand, though, of all places. The Boxing Day Test, they like Australia. New Zealand were actually playing a cricket test against Pakistan, though. And wearing nothing but socks, this guy decided to do, you know, what you do and jump the fence and trying to streak at the Bay Oval over in New Zealand. But I'll tell you what, he done something that I've never seen before. Usually when you see streakers jump the fence, all of a sudden they run around, they put their hands up, you know, they run around for about 20, 30 seconds, they get tackled, game over. This guy had his camera with him, his camera phone, and was literally live streaming as he was doing this event. I don't think I've ever seen something like this ever happen before. Eventually, you know, it goes how it always goes when there's a streaker. He was confronted by two security guards. He was taken down. He showed some very impressive footwork, though, along the way. He managed to get around a couple of security guards, but eventually he was taken down with a couple of men tackling him to the ground. I just imagine the poor commentators trying to describe what's happening. You know, they're trying to describe it, saying, oh, you know, just it was a bit of a break in play at the moment because there was a couple of stray balls, you know, hanging down the leg side at the moment. They got exactly what they deserved, though, being helped over the fence for six. Very awkward situation, don't you think?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
1300 92 1250 was the number. Calling out to you, reaching out to you about your unusual cravings whilst pregnant after hearing this story reappear once again about a woman in New Zealand who had a very unusual craving for laundry detergent. Yep, the drier stuff, like the Omo stuff, the powder. While she was pregnant, the fine white powder, a different fine white powder that most people get addicted to. But that's beside the point. 1300 92 1250 was that phone number. After some of the unusual things that you had a craving for whilst pregnant, and Denise from Arimbula has answered the call. Denise, what's something unusual you were hooked on whilst pregnant?
I had my daughter first, and when I was pregnant with her, I craved cherry rubs and never ate cherry rubs in my life before then. And, well, I tasted them, but I didn't like them. And I used to hide them everywhere so people weren't knowing how many I was eating, but I was eating heaps of them. And then with my son, it was fish fingers, and my daughter was a toddler by then, and she'd sort of say, I'd put them in front of her, and she'd go, oh, no. And I go, oh, they're lovely, because my husband was working away. So we're having mum cheese tonight, you know. I haven't eaten fish fingers since either. I haven't eaten either of them since. But
I could probably imagine, because it's like one of those things that you've obviously eaten for possibly 9 months in the lead-up to giving birth to the child, and all of a sudden you're like, I'd never want to have that in my life ever again.
No, and they weren't that nice to start with.
Fish fingers. You sit there and you think, of all the delicious things I could have a craving for, it could be donuts for the Krispy Kremes from the servo, which a lot of people love, and you go, I might have some fish fingers. That sounds absolutely delicious and appetising.
Oh, and I had them almost daily. It was awful.
Fish finger a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
I bet you can't even stand them now.
No. No, never
touch
them.
That's a no for fish fingers. Well, Denise, I'm glad you've gotten over your fish finger fetish, so to speak.
Yes, I do like fish, but not fish fingers.
No, not those ones. You can do better than fish fingers, let's be honest. Well, thanks for getting in contact with us and letting us know about your unusual cravings, Denise.
No worries.
Yeah, the phones are lighting up once again, 1300 92 1250, to tell us about your unusual cravings. And Karen from Bega has called up. Karen, what's your unusual craving you had whilst pregnant?
Oh, well, with my first child, I craved canned asparagus, which is really bizarre.
That is very bizarre.
I didn't like asparagus at all before that. but with my last child, it was wagon wheels. You know, the packets of wagon wheels or the
Yeah, I absolutely love wagon wheels growing up.
Yeah, well, I used to have them in my locker. I used to have them at work, in my bag, in my glove box. I used to have them everywhere. And wonton soup had to be nearly every day.
Wonton soup. Do you still eat any of these things to this day? Obviously, asparagus probably not, but the others, do you still eat them with the same fondness or you just can't touch them now?
No, absolutely. I love them.
Wait, let's be honest. It's chocolate, marshmallow jam, the wagon wheel, the biscuit. You just never grow up from that. That's fantastic.
That's right.
What about your kids? Do you often tell them about the stuff that you used to eat when you were pregnant with them?
Yeah, it's a bit of a joke. They all love those things too, so there you go.
I bet you it makes it pretty easy when they have to buy a few. When it comes to chocolates, obviously a packet of wagon wheels features pretty heavily.
Always go down well.
Well, awesome, Karen. Thanks for getting in touch.
No worries.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.